This is what has happened now. And you'll notice that it moves on to the second stage. And that second stage is an awful stage, moral awfulness. And we have that story now in chapter 19, and it concerns, actually, the tribe of Benjamin. And I'm not going to go into a great deal of detail here, but just to look at something that I think is very important. Chapter 19, verse 1, "And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judah." Now we have another insight into the life of the people of that day. And this is a good illustration of Romans 1 through 3, by the way. "And his concubine played the harlot against him, went away from him unto her father's house to Bethlehem, Judah, and was there 4 whole months. Now imagine this Levite marrying a woman like that, and she leaves him and goes back to her father's house, plays the harlot, and he went after her, and he took her with him, and as he journeyed, they came into the borders of the tribe of Dan, and they were entertained in a home among the Jebusites, and they were of the tribe of Benjamin at that time that were living in Jebus. And what happened was that when they were being entertained, why, the man of the town came in, and they apparently knew something of her reputation to begin with. And what happened was that they, of course, broke in. They absolutely killed her. They apparently raped her and then killed her. Sounds like something that's happening in our country today, does it not? And by the way, the parallel is quite striking as you go through this section. And then what happened was that they killed her, and then they left. And this man, this Levite, was really wrought up. And you know what he did? This reveals how low they were in that day. He took her and cut her up in pieces and sent a piece to each tribe with a message of what it was and what had happened to him. And you know, it caused all the tribes to be incensed. They believed the law should be enforced. They hadn't sunk down quite as far as we have today, where lawlessness is permitted. And unfortunately, of course, it's made a political football, but also there is a tendency today to, well, we want as little law as possible.